This is the No Head Circle Experiment. It's a way of exploring the mystery that we are both one and many. It involves standing in a circle with several other people, facing inward. Stand fairly close, put your arms around each other, and look down. Look first at your own body. You see your legs and torso, but not your head. Doesn't your body fade out above your chest into clear consciousness, into your single eye? Aren't there two sides to yourself, your humanity down there in the circle and your divinity here at the top? Now be aware of the other bodies in the circle. As you look down, don't they all disappear about waist or chest level into the same space at the top as your body disappears into? All these bodies are coming out of the same single eye that your body comes out of. Down there in the circle, there are many bodies. Here at the top, there is one no head, one consciousness. You are this consciousness, not a part of it, but the whole of it. Down there, you are one amongst many. Here at the top, you are the one that contains the many. Each person there in the circle is separate from the others. We are different people living different lives. And yet, our different lives flow from one source. Our many views out are views from one eye, one consciousness. Of course, you only experience your own view out, and you only experience the one eye where you are, hearing second hand of the experience of others. In this sense, you are alone. However, when others describe their experience, you discover that although their views out are different from yours, they are looking with the same single eye. How does this discovery apply in everyday life? Stay in the circle and consider the following. When you're with others, in a meeting, at a checkout, or wherever, you will often be in a position to see not only your own body, but other people's as well. Say you're sitting on a sofa next to a friend. As you look ahead, you see part of your body and part of theirs. At the same time, you see the one eye out of which both your bodies are emerging. You also hear the one silence from which both your voices are speaking. You are capacity not just for yourself, but for the other person as well. Seeing and hearing this enables you to be at ease with the other person at a deep level, in a completely natural way. Listening to them and feeling your way into their experience, you appreciate their life, their unique view from the source, as your own. As you stand with others in the no-head circle, being capacity for everyone, you have thoughts and feelings that no one else experiences. Do your thoughts and feelings obscure the space at the top of the circle? Do they prevent you from being capacity for everyone, from being one with everyone? Not in my experience. The space remains clear and accessible, no matter how much I'm thinking or feeling. Nothing can destroy the unity I find here at the top of the circle. Nothing can separate me, my true self, from anyone. How does the one manage to be both one and many? How can there be many views out from one consciousness? I don't know. This experiment doesn't explain the mystery of how the one becomes many. It's simply a way of describing it, a way of bringing our attention to this amazing fact. A woman in a workshop said this was an important experiment for her. Until she did the No Head Circle, she felt that seeing her emptiness was something that separated her from others, that it was something she couldn't share with anyone. She felt alone and lonely. But in the circle, she could see that we all come from this reality, that everyone's body comes out of this clear source. Each of us is this source. Now the emptiness became something that united her to others. She no longer felt lonely. Sometimes at the end of a workshop, we do this experiment as a way of saying goodbye, like a ritual. At the same time, it's a way of not saying goodbye. On the one hand, looking down, you're conscious that the circle will soon break up. people will go their separate ways. It may be a while before you meet some of them again. Some you may never meet again. So you say farewell. On the other hand, you can see that at the top of the circle, no one goes anywhere. Whether or not you can see someone's appearance makes no difference to whether or not you can see their reality. It's always visible, right where you are. Here, you are one with everyone, forever. When Ramana Maharshi, the great Indian spiritual teacher, was dying, people were crying. "Why are you crying?" he asked. "Because you're leaving us," they said. "But I'm not going anywhere," he replied. "Ramana's body is no longer with us, but the consciousness he was looking out of is right here. It's the same consciousness as you are looking out of." If you have loved ones that have died, then you see and feel their absence there. But turn round and look within, and you find their eternal being, just as they experienced it. Here not even death can separate us. After a few more moments in the circle, acknowledge the others and then sit down. Continue being aware that your body vanishes into this indivisible consciousness that is the true self of all beings.